Okay, this audio is going to be more on the bar card or waking up America. I posted a document up there for you, Rev 1, about waking up America. Okay, stop letting the government control you. Check out. I've stated that basically this is also covered in the book of James in the Bible. It's addressed numerous places in the Old Testament. It's also addressed in the modern song by the Eagles, Check Hotel California. It's been addressed in numerous different movies in bits and pieces. It's in the law, in the Securities and Exchange Act of 1934. You have the right to check out. As you are an American, you are protected by the Declaration of Independence. All of these statutory laws are strictly there in the place. They're laws that are dealing with the mercantilism that has taken over the country. It's all about surety and insurance. And the governmental systems right now are security, governmental security exchanges, and but they're operating as a surety corporation or insurance corporation. All the certificates we have, the traffic tickets that the cops write, the cops are acting nothing more than an insurance writer, a policy writer. There's an appearance bond that normally goes on the traffic ticket, a court bond that goes into the court case in the system. They bond your court case. So it's an insurance policy. If you win the case, basically they collect the insurance against those bonds that have been written. You go in and basically you should be using your driver's license or your certificate of title to your vehicle in those cases. When somebody's getting a divorce and basically there's a settlement for the children, they should be using their marriage certificate. That's the insurance policy. Look at what these things are. They're nothing more than damn insurance policies. And the bar card attorneys and the judges, they're not really real judges. They're not real lawmen. They're bar. They're a brokerage transferring agent. That's all that they are. But they've been operating out here under total fraud, color of law, appearing to be the real thing when they're not. They're the fictions. More so than you out here. You have to come out of this law land of Oz system that they set up. So read that document over. Start learning what is really going on and stop running to all these other places trying to fight the system when it's very simple. It's all about insurance and surety. Stop being the surety for them. Take your toys off the table. Check out of their fictional motel by waking up to the facts and leaving, checking out. You're spending the night in a dream, a hell, okay? Hell of a dream. So wake up, check out of the motel, and go on your way. The song Hotel California says you cannot leave, but you have to understand more in that song than what is there. That is basically coming out of the birth canal at the very beginning, and basically you can't leave this planet. You're going to stay here. You're going to die eventually. But you can check out of their governmental hotel because you're in there in their hell by your own devices. You people have to start waking up. Maybe I do sound a little intimidating and some of you guys are scared to death to try and give me a call to talk over some of these things. Try and get together and talk over this with somebody that might not be so intimidating then. But there's not much time left. You have to get off right now and start getting out of the system if you want to protect this country, because it's going to go down just like all the others in the Bible. It's been foretold numerous times by the prophets who were really ambassadors. Moses was an ambassador. Jesus was an ambassador. All the saints were ambassadors. Look at their actions. By their actions, you can tell what they were. By the actions of these judges, by the actions of these attorneys, you can tell what the hell they are. There was one attorney that was acting as a public defender. If he got the guy off, he got paid $500. If the guy went to jail, he got paid $1,750. He couldn't live with that. He was making more money by sending the people to jail. But he didn't understand what his bar card was all about and where the money was coming from. That's the problem. Nobody knows the money system in this country. You're being used, and basically all your labor is being sucked out of this country. Take a look at the shape this country's in. Why do we have inflation the way it is? If you're paying just exchange, we shouldn't have all this inflation. Something that cost $2,500 in 1967 should still cost the same amount today. What is going on? Start finding out the truth. I'm getting tired of trying to sit down and tell the government officials what their jobs and functions are. Because they've been so compartmentalized, they don't know what their responsibilities are anymore. They don't even know what their job title entails. What that bar card is all about. They get a certificate from you, like a death certificate or something like that. They process it through the court. They get a kickback of a fee, but they don't know what it's really for, where it's coming from. You have to wake them up and basically stand your ground. Right now there is a state regulator or a regulator out of the SEC in every one of the states. You send your certificates into them. And basically, with a Form 25, you order the checking out if these other guys do not fulfill their job. You can turn around and file charges against these other guys in dereliction of their responsibilities of operating with that bar card when you send it in. File the charges with the SEC. Also, you can turn around and do a 3949A. They haven't been filling out the tax forms. They haven't been reporting some of this income that they get in this background. They're the ones that you have to start looking at. Their job responsibility. It says, by their actions, you will be able to determine what's going on. Start looking a little more. Open your eyes up a little better. And stop listening to all the misleading information that is out here. I've tried to help putting this out. I'm posting this waking up document. Read it over. Understand what is going on. Start looking that you can get the proof on these guys. You do your UCC ones and you claim contract. Claim that insurance contract. Now they are the leasee. Your fictional person is the leaseor. You put down their collateral. And if they do not complete their job, you'll take their bond of office. You'll let the SEC or the CID go and get you your harm damage charge. That's where you would go when you file these appropriately with the CID and the SEC. But see, we were filling these out before and they weren't done right. We were damn close, but we were missing a couple things. Even the UCCs we didn't have filled out right. You also do the Form 56s. In every contract, there's always two parties to a contract. The contract number belongs to both parties. So your Social Security account number belongs to you as the leaseor and also to them as the leasee. So you fill out a Form 56 using your UCC and put down this United States, all capital, Cherokee Corporation. That's what they are. They are a Cherokee Corporation. Look up the definitions in the dictionary. In a lot of cases, these traffic tickets and everything are just a deductible clause in their insurance policy. They're trying to get us put in a deductible clause saying, oh, we don't owe you that insurance premium. Because you violated one of our hidden insurance policy laws. But you have to know that these statutory laws cannot infringe upon the rights of an American, okay, that is protected by the Declaration of Independence. You have the right to your life, liberties, and pursuit of happiness without the statutory laws infringing upon that. Get rid of the damn insurance. It's the works of the devil. Start taking on your own responsibility and stop turning to the state. They have nothing. They're using your assets anyway. Why don't you use your assets for your benefit? An accident is not an accident. It's an act of God. You, your spirit, is your God. Everyone has their own individual God. That is your belief. Your faith and understanding is your God. No one else can enforce their God upon you. You will always be from everybody else. So everybody has their own individual God. Now, when two gods try and be in the same place at the same time, it's an act of God. Voila. Both parties are responsible for their own actions. You're trying to basically help out the damn insurance companies. They can't charge you. The only reason the cops can come into your house or your vehicle is because you have an insurance policy, a surety insurance policy, and they're just checking out the goods that they have a policy over. When you do have unregistered, you now have it as private property. At that point in time, if the cops come in there, they are trespassing unless you have broken a real law. Start waking up, people. Time is short. I hope this added a little more clarification. And yes, I might be getting a little testy right now, but you've got to. But yet you've still got to operate in honor. You lose your honor and you go out of peace into war and they will attack you. So you have to try and make sure you are operating in peace and that you are in honor. Now, you have to force them to honor their commitments. Okay? So, we'll talk to you later.